Welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 200. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
That's me.
And we planned something really special for the 200th episode.
No, did we?
No. It's a regular episode. One slight difference is we have a couple of news items. We don't usually do news, but, you know, every once in a while, there's something I want to rant about or I'm excited about. Like, I remember last year it was the Halloween trailer I was obsessed with.
Yeah.
We have a couple of news items that, to me, I think, like I said, we usually skip them over to the news, but, like, there's some every once in a while, there's something I think is, like, rises to the occasion and worth talking about. And first off, it was revealed earlier this week that the Child's Play movie that's coming out this summer, like that reboot.
Aubrey Plaza, I think.
Yeah. Which is, I think, been done, and, you know, it's scheduled for, I think, June something.
Okay.
They have not had, they didn't know who was going to voice Chucky. So it's like the movie's done, but, you know.
Seems weird.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not Brad Dourif. I don't know if it's something to do with like the creator. Since I think the creator is not involved in this.
Now he's like doing a TV show or something, right? Like,
and I have to guess. I mean, this is just me. Yeah, this is just me guessing. Is that like Brad Dourif feels loyalty to God? I can't think of his name right now, but
Mancini or is that
Don what Mancini? It is? Don Mancini. Yes. Again, this is pure speculation. I guess I could have looked into it, but I have to imagine there's something going on with the series. Whereas, like, Don Mancini has been in charge of it all along, and now all of a sudden they're like doing this reboot with, kind of without him. And yeah, and I guess without Brad Dourif, they're going on to do a TV series, and then you got this weird reboot coming out in the summer. They finally got their voice actor, Chris.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill.
That's a good choice.
I think it's a good choice, too. I mean, if you were going to pick someone that was going to get me, like, interested or my interest peaked, it's, I mean, that's a... He's one of the best voice actors there are, you know, so.
Yeah, he's quite prolific. I mean, obviously most well-known for the Joker on with the Batman stuff, but
yeah.
He's been in a ton of other things.
Yeah. I guess, to me, though, like, it's a great, like, if you have to replace Dourif, I'm like, that's an inspired choice.
Yeah.
I don't know how you replace Dourif, though. Like, it's he's got a very unique voice. I don't think Mark Hamill's going to be trying to do that. In fact, from what I understand,
I would hope not.
Like, from what I understand of this, this is like not a possessed doll movie. It's just like a fucking robot doll.
Like a cyborg doll, yeah.
So I almost bet that he'll stay in like the buddy voice, you know, like. Hi, we're friends till the end. You know, like which why would he start talking like a fucking serial killer?
Which on some level could be like super creepy. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it won't necessarily be Child's Play as we know it, but
again, I'm gonna have an open mind. I'm gonna go see this thing in the theater. Like, I'm just too intrigued to not.
Sounds like something different,
but like, you know. To me, Brad Dourif is Chucky, and Chucky is that little foul-mouthed asshole. It's like that little "fuck you, bitch," you know? Like,
yeah,
that's what like scared me about him originally when I first saw the original as a kid. It was like all of a sudden this doll was talking like this old pervert. Like, it was like, oh my god. But yeah, I guess I'm kind of with you though in that, like, that's a great choice, and again. My thought is he's probably just going to stay in the buddy voice, so it's not like he has to live up to Brad Dourif in any sort of way. Like, he's just probably going to do straight, like, doll voice bullshit. So, I don't know. What do you feel about this movie? Are you, like, looking forward to it, or what?
No, not at all. I mean, I will definitely see it.
You're like, going to see it, though, yeah.
I mean, I weirdly am fascinated by Child's Play. I've seen them all now, and... it's a weird series.
Definitely.
This is something it's interesting. It's not necessarily what we've come to know as Child's Play or as Chucky, but I'm interested to see what their take is on it. I mean, at worst, it's a bad movie. We can throw it away, and yeah. At least we still have the TV show.
And at worst, you know, hey, it's got Aubrey Plaza for an hour and a half, so
yeah,
I'm happy. Yeah, we'll see. I just thought that was such a cool casting bit of news that we talked about it, and kind of an interesting, like, what does this spell for Chucky? But we'll see soon. It's not that far away.
Yeah.
The other big thing, I think it was a big thing yesterday, the trailer for the Joker film, just called Joker, dropped.
Yep.
And I think I watched it about a dozen times. What you I know you saw it too. What did you think of this trailer for Joker?
I know what you thought of it. You don't know what I thought of it. I did not like it.
Really? Like, and I've seen that from a couple people. Like, now, I think most people are in my camp, but
I think if this was not called Joker, it would be fine. Like, it would be like a weird crime movie. I think on Twitter and actually through on our text chain, you kind of referred to it as Todd Phillips'
Taxi Driver.
Yeah. And there's definitely a feel like that going there. I don't feel that this has any need to be attached to the Batman brand. To me, it seems like they're trying to do like Heath Ledger's Joker's origin story.
I didn't get that. No, but okay.
I mean, it's certainly not like, it does not seem comic booky at all. Right. Like it definitely, to me, it seemed like, oh, we're like cycling back to the more Nolan.
Yes. I thought you of all people would be like, yes.
Yeah. But I don't need that from the Joker. I think
really?
Like, I don't need to know, like, all right.
I don't need to know. Look, I think, let me preface whatever you're going to say by saying, I think that the best origin story we ever are going to get for the Joker is in The Dark Knight. And it's just him telling stories.
Yeah, I think it's fine that way, right? Like,
that's perfect. There's nothing you can do better.
And they've tried in the comics to like do different things, but there's never one set one. And like, you're going to come out and be like, this is it. This is the Joker movie. This is like one, I don't find him necessarily all that fascinating without the, like his other side of, but I find him interesting in the context of the opposite of Batman. Like Batman is order. Yeah. And the Joker is complete chaos. This looks like it could be an interesting crime movie, or like like an examination of somebody losing their shit and eventually like turning to crime and craziness and that sort of angle on it. But I don't like, it's like if they had not mentioned Gotham City, and they do like briefly in the middle of the film, in the middle of that trailer, like there's nothing that ties this to me. It's like, this has anything to do with Batman.
I mean,
why the fuck is it called Joker?
He's there.
Like, outside of him being a clown. Like,
no, I'm saying Bruce Wayne is in, like, as a kid in the trailer, so I don't know, like, how much they're going to go into that. Yeah,
also fucking weird. Like, so the Joker is, like, 60 when he becomes fucking Batman? Like,
yeah, I would be, guys, God, he looks like, what, 40 years old here or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking strange. I don't know.
I don't know. You can say he's, you know,
I'm going to go into it with an open mind, but I am not like, yeah, this is definitely like this. If this had just been like some sort of like weird crime movie, I think I would have been okay with it.
Okay. Well, let me counter. Here's what I'll say. Like you, I prefer my shit a little more like, this is why I'm so surprised by your reaction to this, because it's like, I find the Marvel movies super bland, and you know, I think the more interesting superhero movies I've seen tend to be more like they don't feel like comic book movies. They feel more like serious dramas. You know, I'm thinking of stuff like The Dark Knight, like Logan, even to a certain extent, Man of Steel. Like I dig that more
Right,
serious. Like
a more grounded, more
we're gonna treat this material as if it's as if
real.
it's serious. Like as
Right.
if it's there's something there, as it's not just popcorn fluff.
Right.
And so to see this, which looks really dark, and like again, it looks like to me like you know, totally ripping off Taxi Driver. Like it looks like it is Taxi Driver.
I think for me it's more that like that. Maybe it's more, I just don't need the joke. Like, I think I said it previously, like, oh, like when there was rumors that Jared Leto was gonna have a Joker film, I was like, whatever, like I'd watch that nonsense. Like, his Joker is different at the very least.
Oh God! Good God, no! I don't like it.
I mean,
Anyways,
it would have been weird, like, but I also didn't necessarily need an origin story, and then seeing this and like how they play it out, it's like I really don't need that. Like,
see, look, like I'm with you to the point of like I didn't need this movie at all. Like, and I do, like I said at the top, like I think that you know the way they did it in Dark Knight is never ever going to be topped in terms of his origin. Because there is no origin, you fill in the blank, and it's kind of creepy how they do it. Yeah, so I didn't need this, but the fact that they did it, I'm one super happy with the casting of it. I think Joaquin Phoenix is an excellent choice, and two, if I'm like, if you're gonna do it, this is how I wanted you to do it. I wanted you to go fucking like treat this like an adult fucking film and make it dark. And I thought it was a pretty great trailer. Again, like I watched it a bunch of times. I saw some other people too that were not psyched about it.
just strikes me as like what the fuck is Warner Brothers doing with their DC properties?
I don't know. I think this is gonna be big though. I think this is gonna be a huge fucking
I
movie.
think it is going to flop.
Really?
Like the people that I know that are like that I follow, kind of like that are comic book fans, are like lukewarm on it at best. And like no, I did not hear anybody like talking about it like at like publicly like
No, I mean the only thing close to that for me was I sent it to one of my coworkers who actually transferred to Georgia, so I don't like see him anymore. So I sent him a thing like, "Hey, look at that!" And he's like, and he's usually almost everything I send him or recommend him, he's like, "Whatever, it's fucking stupid."
And he was like,
And
that's cool.
he's like, he almost had like the same reaction to me. I was surprised because he was like, "You know, I didn't need this, but they fucking picked the perfect dude to do this role." And it looks fucking like to me, again, like I think it looks pretty great. I seemed like that was a general consensus, but there were a lot of people, or not a lot, but I did see a couple people that were like opposed to it, but almost more on like political grounds than they
Well,
thought it looked bad or.
I did also like, and I caught this today, where somebody was like, there's going to be a contingent of people that latches onto this film for the wrong reasons.
For sure, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's
But
there's
I mean,
people
you
that
can't
attach
control that.
themselves. Yeah, there's people do the same thing with the Dark Knight and the Joker and that. And it's just like you
Right.
can't. What are we gonna not make art because some people are gonna fucking, you know, take it the wrong way or,
This
but.
one just strikes me as weird. Like, what's your target here?
The target was me, apparently.
I mean, like, hey, if you're just out there trying to make like weird, cool films, fine. Like, but are you trying? Like, I can't bring my kids to this. That is a definite no. Like, it
I
does
mean,
not seem
this is gonna be an
appropriate.
R, right? This is gonna be an
It
R.
that was the vibe I got. Like,
Yeah.
this is not going to be something that like you could. The Dark Knight was, you know, it was pushing it in spots, but it was still in its core like something like, hey, like look, Batman's doing cool Batman shit. Like, the Joker's really fucking nuts, but like, look, Batman's like driving his stupid tank car. Like, I didn't get anything from that, like, here, which is fine. It's just like, I don't like who are, what are you guys doing? Like, what is your target?
So, yeah, I've seen people, like, one person today was like, I don't think we should make movies about white guys who get their feelings hurt and then go fucking on a rampage until we, like, get that control. I'm like, I see what you're saying, but why not talk about these things or whatever, you know?
Well, it's because I think, for the most part, they're not actually going to have anything to fucking say.
Yeah, possibly. Like, very probably. Like, but, hey.
And then they're like, you're going to turn around and Warner Brothers and DC are going to, like, you know, they're not going to sell toys associated with this movie, but you can definitely go to the fucking store and buy like a Joker action figure. Like, it has nothing to do with this, but.
The other thing I saw, I mean, this is probably the ground at most, which most people are not interested in this, is it's directed by Todd Phillips. You know, people think he's a bad director. I don't necessarily agree with that. And I also, to me, one thing that has been interesting about his films is he gets good performances out of people, in my opinion. And, you know, I don't know if it was his last film, but his last one I saw, War Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Not a super great film, but I thought Jonah Hill in that was disturbing. So it's like, if you get a disturbing performance out of Jonah Hill, what can you do with fucking Joaquin Phoenix, one of our best actors? I don't know. It could be dog shit. I'm not saying it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, excited for him. That's cool. I mean,
I went from he's the right casting choice, we don't need this, to that looks fucking cool, man. Like, I'll give it. I'm not going into this like going, oh, for sure this is gonna be, I'm gonna love it. I could walk out hating it, but that fucking trailer sold me on it.
We will see. I will certainly see it. Like, I am not going to. I wasn't like so turned off by it that I was like, I'm not gonna go see this movie. Like, I will still see it,
dude. I showed it to my girlfriend. She's like, that actually looks fucking kind of disturbing. I was like, yeah, dude. Anyways,
it's weird that, like, so the Gotham, the TV show, which I don't really watch anymore, but I have been following a little bit of the news. They're like introducing the Joker
right at the end
in there as well. It's so weird.
Isn't the show like ending?
Yeah, it's the last season, and they're finally like revealing the Joker there.
Yeah.
Also, weird like age differential between what's going on.
It's like any, like, things like that. First of all, I was thinking about it. It's like, if Bruce Wayne was like 10 or 12 years old when his parents get killed, and Joker's 40, then you could say he's 50 when dude's Batman or whatever, I guess, you know. But like shit like that, it's like, I just don't care if the movie's good.
Right.
It doesn't have to like conform to like what my vision of the characters are really or anything.
As long as, like, ultimately, it's a good crime drama.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And ultimately, that's what I hope it turns out to be, because I think as a comic book movie, it's already failed. Like,
it doesn't look like a comic book. That's a huge plus for me, though.
In terms of that character, what the fuck are you doing? We don't need an origin. You don't need to go, this is what it is. Like, there's zero reason for this. Why couldn't you just do like call it Clown and be like fucking Todd Phillips Taxi Driver? Like, you don't need to attach the DC brand to it. And I don't think
I like it.
Sell it here.
I like it. We'll see how this turns out. And he's right. But I'm gonna make this prediction, and we'll look back. But you saying it's gonna flop, I think it's gonna do pretty well. I don't think it's gonna do like Marvel numbers or anything, but I don't know. I don't think it's gonna do the numbers you would expect out of like Aquaman or anything like that.
Not, no,
I think it's gonna do well. From what you'd expect of a modestly budgeted drama or like crime drama. You know what I mean? Like, I think it'll do better than most of those movies do. So,
Which,
That's just, I don't know if I'm setting the bar low there, but
yeah, like, and that's where I'm like, where does this fall? Because, right, because it's like,
I'll be bold. It's gonna break 200 million.
okay, I mean,
All right.
that would be it.
That would be huge for a fucking mid-budget crime drama.
Yeah, I mean, it's 55 million, so they obviously did not, they were not like,
I
we're
mean, you could,
dumping all of
yeah.
our chips into this.
Yeah.
And it obviously looks that way. Like, it does not look like an amazingly like over budgeted, you know, one of those
No.
films. So
Yeah, I'm gonna make that bold prediction.
I think 200 million is probably fair.
It did that, that's pretty good for what it is. Again, like,
Right. I mean, I think like just in terms of curiosity, you're going to draw people in. It's going to be that first weekend. Like if it can make its money back that first weekend, it's probably okay.
And it depends how it is, you know, too.
Right. Like if
If it's
it's like
got great
reviews
word of
come out,
mouth,
if it's
yeah.
terrible, like then that's going to do a lot to hurt it. But it comes out in October, so.
I'm excited. It's a good Halloween movie. So let's get into the movies, man.
Yeah.
We have a couple new ones this week and a whole bunch of old ones. We'll see how much we get to, but I'm gonna start it off with I went to go see Dumbo, the new Disney remake of their old classic,
Yeah.
directed by Tim Burton.
Sure.
So, I mean, here's the thing. Like, when I was a kid, it was like Dumbo and Pinocchio for me. Like, those were my favorites, right? So, I've had a bizarre interest in seeing this, and my girlfriend really wanted to see it. So, I was like, sure, I'm a sucker. Like, if it's a Disney movie, and especially based on a classic Disney property like this, I'm
Sure.
down. This is a weird thing, man.
I bet.
Like, all right, like, I don't know how you do this, honestly, right? But, you know, Dumbo was 64 minutes long, the original. It's a couple songs, you're in and out. It's got a very simple message of, you know, kind of embrace what makes you different is kind of like the point of it. And here, this movie is like, I think right around 2 hours, or yeah, it's
It's like
almost 2 hours
110
long.
minutes long or something like that.
Yeah. So you've added like almost a whole hour to the story here. The core story of Dumbo, like the, you know, the original animated film, is probably covered in the first 40 minutes of this.
Like his mom gets taken, not taken, but
She does, yeah. But it's like the main thrust of the narrative of like, he, you know, he learns that he can fly and that, you know, like that make, you know, people are making fun of him for his ears, but now since he can fucking fly, he becomes a star in the circus. Like that's basically how Dumbo kind of ends, from what I remember
Yeah.
originally. And
Yeah,
that,
he gets his confidence and can fly.
yeah. And that's kind of covered in the first 40 minutes here, and then we're going into like, it's weird. So it's like half a remake and then half sequel, you know, like
Extended
yeah, like the story goes
stuff.
on beyond that, and it comes to like Michael Keaton as this fucking like Donald Trump type coming
Oh.
in, and well, not Donald Trump, but just like a rich fuck,
That type of dude, yeah.
yeah. You know, it wasn't specifically like a stab at him. It's just like rich corporate guy, you know.
Right.
It could be a stab at Walt Disney. That's a weird part of this film. Like he comes in and he like kind of buys out the circus, you know, like gobbling up like a smaller competitor and firing a lot of the people that work in the circus and taking Dumbo and then like fucking keeping the animals as like slaves and keeping the Dumbo away from his mom, you know, it's weird. It's a lot, and like yeah, so there's like you know there's stuff about the evil corporations. there's kind of like this whole thread about like, you know, keeping animals captive for like the circus is bad, kind of like that's another kind of big point of this. It's like kind of doing a lot for what it is. It's kind of like dark and depressing, I think, for like a kid's movie. It's weird, dude. Like, I don't even know how, I still don't know how I feel about it, because I didn't hate it.
Go ahead. How does the elephant look?
I think the elephant looks pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I've seen some people say, like, it's kind of eerie looking. I didn't have a problem with it.
Because I'm like, you know, it's obviously this takes place in the real world, not animated. And, like, it's supposed to look like a real elephant. But I'm also wondering, so I'm assuming that they're going to use the same tech for that Lion King movie.
Yeah, or, you know, it's like the stuff that they're working on since Jungle Book, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it's just getting better and better. I know, but some people think it's like a weird looking, like, that just that he looks weird, and also that there's like kind of an uncanny valley thing going on. But I don't know. I thought he looked all right.
Okay.
One thing I'll say that's weird about this is because, like, this feels like a story that's oddly very well suited for Tim Burton. Kind of about like outsider who, you know, gets picked on,
right?
But it's weird because like that stuff gets solved in the first 40 minutes, and like it's not done really well even in that first 40 minutes.
Takes this weird political bent after that, and
yeah, but it's like I thought at least that 40 minutes of the retelling of Dumbo, that like Tim Burton would somehow bring life to it. And it's like, it's super flat where it's like a couple people are like laughing at him in the crowd. And, like, that's the extent of the bullying that happens to Dumbo. And that's so, then it's supposed to be like this big triumph once he finally flies. And I'm just like, what? Cause people pointed and laughed the first time they saw him. Like, that's it. That's the extent of like his downtrodden like origin there. I'm just like, okay.
Does Dumbo talk?
No.
Okay. Does Dumbo talk in the cartoon? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
But there is like a talking mouse or something.
There's a talking mouse. There's talking crows. There's no talking crows in this one. Yeah, but I don't think that Dumbo or his mom talked in it. But God, you know, I have not seen Dumbo since I was a kid, probably. Again, I didn't hate it. And like the weird thing for me is like, all the points that makes later on, I'm like kind of behind. Like, I'm like, it's right. Kind of
like overwhelming corporate interest, bad.
Yeah, like, but it's weird for this movie to be saying that, because it's like Disney literally just bought 20th Century Fox and fired a bunch of fucking people. Like, Disney just did exactly what the bad guy does in this movie. And like, is this like it's this weird subversive fucking message in a Disney film, but it's like, it's right on the surface. I'm just like, it's like super obvious. Cause like when he buys up the circus, like he's like, I have an idea. He's like, I'm going to do it. Like, you guys travel all around the fucking US, your little troop, and you're trying to make money. He's like, I'm going to build the greatest theme park ever and make people come to me. And I'm just like,
You're just talking about Walt Disney.
Yeah. And I'm like, and so that's a weird, like, it's a weird thing.
He's obviously painted as the villain. Like, does he get his comeuppance or?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's actually, like, he's like a bad Walt Disney then.
It's actually, I read afterwards that like his theme park, which is called like Dreamland, I think, in this, is based on a real theme park that had a tragic ending that is in this film. So I was like, it's kind of like this weird real life story thing too. Like, this is a fucking weird movie, dude. And all I can say is that, like, again, I was kind of behind its political leanings. I thought once you get to Dreamland, this theme park that he's built, I thought it was awesome looking. It's got this weird old Hollywood or like kind of almost Art Deco. I don't know if Art Deco is the right word or something else. It's kind of maybe steampunk vibe or like, I don't know. It's just got a really cool look to the theme park.
I mean, that's something Tim Burton does really well is create a sense of place. Like, you know, I mean, we said that with, you know, earlier this year we watched Batman and Batman Returns. Like, you know, he created a very interesting Gotham there. And like, I think all of his films kind of have an interesting sense of place, even if a lot of the stuff in them doesn't necessarily work well.
No, they have character too, and it's just this is nowhere near as obnoxious as I imagine like Alice in Wonderland was or anything. Like, this is pretty straightforward. You almost, if you didn't know it was Tim Burton, you wouldn't have guessed it, I don't think. Maybe some of the casting choices, you know, with people he's worked with before. Right. But there's no Johnny Depp. There's no Helena Bonham Carter. But again, I don't want to go too much longer. I've gone on this kind of a bit here. It's a weird movie. I didn't hate it. There's things in it that I liked. And so I'm going to kind of come down the middle on it. Give it a 3.
Okay.
Which is better than I would probably give any of his movies in a long time. So I guess good job.
Way to be mediocre.
Yeah. It's weird. I think it was a tough task to update this, and he did okay job, I guess.
I don't know. I have not seen Dumbo, but I have not loved any of their live action takes.
I usually would say I prefer the animated. I think even with the Jungle Book, I would prefer the animated.
Like, the Jungle Book was cool just from, like...
It was the first time they did it.
It legitimately looked fascinating, like, technology-wise. Like, they did a great job. And it was still pretty much an animated film. It just looked real. But, yeah, like, Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, they're fine. Like, they're not terrible movies, but they're just kind of...
Dude... Some people hate that Beauty and the Beast, and I thought it was just fine. I just would never, ever.
I would never watch it over.
Yeah, if I were going to watch Beauty and the Beast, which, again, probably it's not going to happen many times in my life. I don't have kids or whatever. But if I were going to, I wouldn't watch the live action one. I would watch the animated.
Right.
And that's going to be true of all these. But guess what, man? I bet you my ass will be in the theater. For Aladdin, aren't we getting Aladdin and something else this year?
Aladdin and Lion King are this year.
Jesus Christ! And those are two huge ones from our youth. I'll be in the theater to see them because I'm a fucking sucker for Disney. I'm like people with their fucking Marvel films. I'm like, I'll go see anything that's like core Disney related.
I still think the best one, and it wasn't necessarily a retelling of Sleeping Beauty, was Maleficent.
I've heard that's pretty good.
It was fucking weird and did different things and like explored her as a character instead of like Aurora, who's fucking boring.
Well, if you want to see weird, Dumbo was a little weird. It's a little weird, but it's also a little just like somehow trying to make it work as a super traditional Disney movie, but with the weird elements. I don't know.
I may catch it.
I wouldn't say rush to the theater.
Yeah, I will most likely wait.
I would watch it when it's like out, like, you know.
Yeah, it'll probably be one of the first films that hits Disney streaming service.
Are you gonna get that?
Probably most likely I will.
I want to check it out at the very least.
Like, I mean, they're saying they're gonna have Star Wars TV shows and like, I don't know. The thing sounds weird and fascinating, and all the Disney movies ever is basically what I've heard. So,
wonder if I'll really have all of them.
It won't. It won't have Song of the South.
I want to see that movie, to be honest, because like, I hate to admit
this, you've never seen it, huh?
No. When I was really little, I loved it. I just remember really
watched through a different lens.
Yeah, like as like having any sort of awareness of history or anything. Yeah.
I have a bootleg copy because they don't sell it.
Yeah.
I have a bootleg copy that I bought when I was in New Orleans last year.
Oh, really? It was like on DVD or something?
It's on DVD, and it was being sold at the Confederate War Museum.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, I have to. It's like,
I mean,
I mean, one, you're around all, like, it's just like so on the head, though. It's like the reason that Disney won't release it is because, you know, it's perceived very much like as a racist film in a lot of respects. And I'm in this museum that is basically a monument to, like,
racism.
yes. And like, you're literally selling, has nothing to do with the Confederate War, but you are selling these bootleg Disney DVDs. And like, the lady at the counter is like, how did you even get these? And she's like, I was like, they're not legal, right? Like, you know that, right? She's like, oh no, they are, they're legitimate. I'm like, Disney does not, you know what, I'm not going to get into it with you. I'll take two. My dad wants one too.
So, look, man, when I was a kid, I obviously didn't love it for the racist things. I wasn't even aware of the
Yeah, I think the
racism.
music is still great. Like,
I loved it for the music, and I was like really into the story of the Briar Patch and the rabbit and the tar
Br'er
beetle or
Rabbit,
whatever.
and
Yeah.
yep.
But like now it's just like it's loaded with so many things in it, but I haven't seen it. So like I haven't seen it since I was a little kid. So like I have very vague memories of just like loving all those things, and I have real like fondness for it also because it's one of the best rides at Disney World, which is so weird that they base the ride off of that
Yeah.
and of like this property that they're trying
To
to
hide.
erase. But God, that ride is fucking amazing. It celebrates the music and all the cool like characters from it,
Yeah.
and so it's weird. Yeah, I'm subscribed to so many things though. It's like I don't know. Can I
Yeah,
do one? This would be the last goddamn thing I ever fucking subscribe to, if
I think
so.
I told our buddy Earl that I was like, Disney Plus will be, it's the end. Like, I can't keep subscribing to
It's more than cable at this point, all the things
Yeah. That's what
I'm
my wife was
subscribed
like. We cut cable and we're paying more than we ever were.
to. Absolutely. Like, I'm getting more than I ever was,
Yeah.
but I don't know what to do with all of it.
I can't consume it all. So it's like,
There's, yeah.
I could cut it and come back to it later, I guess.
Anyway, so speaking of which, you watch, I think it's on Hulu, isn't it?
Yes.
Explain to me what's going on with Hulu. Like, they're doing like these weird horror
So
movies. Like, because one of my coworkers was trying to explain this to me.
they have partnered with Blumhouse to create a series of films that come out once a month called Into the Dark. And they're these generally like low budget horror films. That's what Blumhouse kind of like specializes in.
Yeah, probably a
And
little lower budget, I would
yeah,
imagine here. Yeah.
and so that they've contracted for at least one season. And the way it works is every month there will be a new horror film that they release on Hulu. And generally they are kind of tied to holidays. So they were stretching a bit for April.
They didn't do April Fools, man.
Yeah, so that's what they did. Because there's the film I watched
I
most.
get it. I get it.
I'm
Okay.
just fucking with you.
All making sense now.
And it is you know, the short pitch is that like a brother and sister end up at a motel, and the guy who runs the place is you know, running them through a series of like terrifying practical jokes. This is like, so previously, I think back around Christmas time, I talked about a film called Pooka, which I liked. I did not like this movie at all. It's directed by Adam Mason, who if you follow horror, you may have like caught like Broken or a Pig. So it's that guy. He makes low budget horror films, which is fine. There's nothing going on here though. Like there's maybe six people in the entire film, and three that are your main characters. Hayes MacArthur plays this guy Chester, who runs the hotel, and then Jessica McNamee and Kier O'Donnell play brother, sister Rachel and Larry. Larry is he has like a lot of weird tics. He's like a germaphobe. He is very introverted, and he because of this, like he is not able to express himself. And like I guess the hook here is that they are traveling to a wedding of this friend of theirs that he used to be romantically involved with. And so they spend the first like 5 minutes like with him on social media posing under like a fake name, like just being nasty and mean and like making fun of this bride to be. And so like they paint this persona as him was like this bitter dude, but also with like really bad like mental hangups. And then this guy Chester, he just starts fucking with them from the get-go. Like at first they're like little funny jokes and like they're uncomfortable, but then you're just like, nah, I'm just fucking with you. But then like they start escalating where he ends up there's this biker that is also at the motel. He like draws a dick on the guy's motorcycle. And the guy's like, well, what the fuck you do? And like he ends up killing him there. And he's like, I'm just fucking with you. He's not dead. Shit like that. It's like, and then it just ends up being this weird, like they're, being chased around this motel. And I don't know. It's so simplistic, but it's also like, it's not fun. Like, I think a movie like this could be fun. Remember like a film like with Joyride with
That's a good movie.
Yeah, like I mean like it's like terror, like there's some terror to it, but also like it's mostly like goofy fun. Like there's a guy, there's a this thing chasing them. This guy is always there and he's so like nihilistic, but the people that are your the protagonists that you're supposed to be cheering to live, they're kind of shitty people too. So you don't care that they're dying. And I don't know. I found it to be pretty brutal to watch. Like not in like the gore or anything, just like these guys suck. Everybody sucks. I hope everybody dies. So it's 81 minutes long. I don't recommend it. I would recommend Puka, which is their Christmas one. And I actually did add the rest of the Into the Dark.
I was going to ask if you'd seen the others because one of my coworkers came up and started telling me about this. I'm like, I had never heard of this, I guess. I mean, I guess you told me, but I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I called on late, like, because Puka was like the third or fourth one they did.
Okay, so that's crazy. I've been doing it for a while. But yeah, my coworker told me about this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was telling me maybe it was the one that was last month, and he said he really liked it. So, maybe check out that one.
Yeah.
Whatever before it was before this. What are you gonna give this?
One. Like it
Okay.
was really bad. Like it's I don't think the acting is particularly good. I don't think it's shot well. And it's just so dour that like I didn't have any fun watching it at all.
Well, I have something that could save you on this, Chris.
Okay.
Do you like the Twilight Zone?
Like the idea of the Twilight Zone. I've never like sat down and watched all of the Twilight Zone, but I have caught like episodes here and there.
Yeah.
I know like the theme song and shit. Like I like the idea of like weird, creepy stories.
I love that. I'm like you, I don't think I've seen most of the actual Twilight Zone, like the classic series. But I like that type of show. When I was a kid, there was, I think, an hour long Outer Limits they used to do. It's the same idea. And I used to really dig watching that. And I do think, I don't know, man. Let me know. I guess I could look up the internet on the internet. But do you remember there being like a revival of the Twilight Zone in like the 80s, like when we were kids? Because I swear there was like a color version of the Twilight Zone I used to watch. That was like a half hour one. But maybe I'm crazy. You don't remember, huh?
I don't, but I did just search up the Outer Limits, and there was a revival of that in the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And it was like usually I think they were hour long episodes. I actually re even remember a specific one of the Outer Limits where it was like the end of the world, everyone knew it was like the last night on Earth. And because like there's like a meteor coming or some bullshit like that,
Right.
and it's like this guy and this girl spend the night together and they end up like falling in love or something like that. I remember like really loving that episode when I was a kid. I was like, that's really
So
cool, you know.
I just searched for the Twilight Zone. Yeah, they've had, so Jordan Peele's the one I assume we're eventually getting to here is the third revival. There was a revival in the 80s that ran for 5 years, and then there was another revival in the early 2000s.
Okay, so I watched the one in the 80s. Like, I used to watch that all the time, and then I watched The Outer Limits in the 90s. So, while I'm not like an expert on the classic Twilight Zone,
Right. You have a history with it.
I love the idea of anthology series. I love the idea of what the Twilight Zone was trying to do, which was like, kind of using like science fiction to explore real human things or whatever, like, and political things and stuff like that. Which I think, that's what science fiction does in general. But that was like the point of the Twilight Zone when Serling made it. So I'm pretty like psyched to check this out. Jordan Peele's kind of reboot of it, which is for CBS All Access, which
Another streaming service.
yes. I'm gonna see the series somehow, some way, but you could actually watch the pilot episode on YouTube
Okay.
for free. So the pilot episode is called "The Comedian" and stars Kumail
Okay.
Nanjiani, and he plays this comedian who can't make it. He's just doing small clubs and. Nobody's laughing or whatever. He's doing like this political humor. Like this one joke that they show a bunch of times in the episode is like he's talking about like the Second Amendment, and people always say, don't come for my guns, Second Amendment, Second Amendment. Well, the first three words of the Second Amendment are all well regulated. That's like 11% of the whole amendment.
Right.
It should be well regulated, and everyone's just like, since they're like stone faced. So one night after a show, he's like sitting at a bar drinking, and he runs into this really famous comic played by Tracy Morgan. He's like, "Oh, I'm such a huge fan, can you give me any notes?" And Tracy Morgan's like, "Fuck politics." And by the way, like, so since I'm super against this being on CBS All Access until I watch this because it's super R-rated. Like this episode is about a bunch of comics, and the humor and the language in it is super R-rated. So I'm like, at least they're using the streaming platform to do something different than they would on CBS,
Yeah, I heard something similar about the Star Trek show they have.
which is like, that's super interesting, don't you think? Like, especially if I was a fan of Star Trek, I'd be like, whoa,
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not R-rated Star Trek, but like they're a little more flippant with language and stuff, so it seems a little more realistic.
Yeah, this is R-rated, and so basically he gives them the advice like, fuck politics, you gotta give the audience something personal of yourself, and then you'll be a big hit. And this episode like takes that idea and makes it literal, and that you have to give the audience something of yourself. So he makes a joke about his cat, and he comes home and the cat's gone.
Oh shit.
He makes a joke about someone else. That person, like, he makes a joke about his nephew, and then after the show, his nephew no longer exists. And so it's like it's taking like something that's true about comedy, I think, and it's doing this weird Twilight, like, it's like, let's make it literal, and let's make it like a weird Twilight Zone episode where this guy, everything he tells about himself that's personal gets a huge laugh, and he gets bigger and bigger success off of it. But everything he tells, it goes away. It goes to the audience. It's gone forever. I think I like really loved the pilot episode. I was like, it's so cool, dude. It's just a cool concept, like, just to take something that's real and kind of twist it into this Twilight Zone thing. And then it goes really fun places with it, where he's just like going through all the people he hates on Facebook, and he's going on stage like, this guy, he was total, total asshole when we were kids, and like making jokes about him, getting rid of all the people he hates. I really enjoyed it. It's again, it's free on YouTube, and I will somehow, some way, watch the rest of the series. I'm super excited about it.
Nice.
I'm not gonna give a rating because it's just one episode, but I really liked it.
They're releasing them weekly, right?
I guess, I don't know. I can't say for sure. I know that they weren't all available at once. I think you could get the first two, maybe.
Okay.
But I think on YouTube, just that one is
So.
available. Yeah, I'm psyched to see the rest of them. I don't even know how many there are, but at some point, I'm sure we'll be talking about them. That kind of concludes new business here. I do have some old business, some old movies I watch, Chris.
What'd you catch up on?
I saw one movie that I had been staring at the box for since 1995.
It's a long time, Jeff.
It's Castle Freak. Have you ever seen Castle Freak?
Do not believe so. I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
Really? I've seen this thing on the shelf. Again, I used to see it at Blockbuster all the time, and I was just like, what the fuck is Castle Freak? I finally seen it. And what Castle Freak is, first off, the reason I saw it, it's probably why I bring this up first, is because on Shudder they've started doing the Joe Bob series, where it's going to be every Friday night. I think he does two movies.
Okay.
So this last week was the first week of it, and he did Chud, and he did
Nice.
Castle Freak. And Chud, I think, was an inspired choice considering this is coming a week after the release of Us.
Yeah.
I actually didn't watch that part of the marathon. And because what I've seen of Chud is really boring. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've heard like things about it, but never
So
sat down to watch it.
I was doing something that night that it aired, but then the next day I was like, you know what? I'll check out Castle Freak because I've been wondering what the hell this thing is forever. And so Castle Freak is directed by Stuart Gordon, who did Reanimator, and
Okay.
it stars the same people. So it's like it's kind of like this little team that made movies and stuff. So it stars Jeffrey Combs, who was like Herbert West in Reanimator. He is this dad here, and he's married to Barbara Crampton, and they inherit this castle. And they're like, wow, amazing, we got a castle. And in the castle, there's a castle freak. which
Okay.
is like this fucking disgusting, almost mutant-looking fucking creature-looking thing who, was locked up by the lady that owned the castle for years. And he's still locked in this room in the basement of this castle. Like, this castle again has like 100 something rooms, so they don't like find the castle freak right away. And then he breaks out and starts causing havoc. And I don't know. I think, one, this is a pretty interesting team making this. I think that's a cool premise too. Like, you inherit a castle and there's a castle freak.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And this thing, like, once it finally gets going, there's some real nasty bits. Like, this thing is a horny freak. So, just think of, like, really nasty, nasty things that a horny castle freak could do. The weird thing about this is it's, like, it's not played for comedy, any of it. It's just kind of super dark and tragic. Like, it's, like, it's weird. Like, it's fucking weird. Like, it's a, you know, it's a 90-minute low-budget horror movie with some real nasty bits, but it's got none of the humor of Reanimator. It plays it more straight. Joe Bob actually talks about that in the thing, and he's like, that's why he thinks this, you know, wasn't as big a hit as their other movies. But he's always loved it, and I kind of enjoyed it too. Like, it's a sick, twisted little fucking thing. I'm going to give it 3 stars, but it's on Shudder if you have Shudder. You know, I think if you're a horror fan, it's worth checking out.
Is Chud also on Shudder?
Oh, yeah. You can watch it without the Joe Bob bullshit
commentary.
But can
you also watch it with the Joe Bob?
Oh, yeah. You can watch everything Joe Bob has done. He's done probably 20 movies or so now. You can watch it on there.
I wasn't sure if, like, you know, because they do, like, that live TV stuff. Like, if it was, like, one-time shot, like, if you miss it.
No. It's they archive it the next day. Nice. You know, I would highly recommend, if I were you, if you want to see what he's really all about, like, watch his 2-hour and 40-minute version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So it's like really long breaks in between, you know, the actual movie, but it's like he's dropping fucking knowledge, dude.
Nice.
It's again, I've gone on about this guy way too much on here. It's just he's just a fun host who really knows what he's talking about. So it's like
just what you need, you know,
yeah. Like, and it's it could turn a crappy horror movie into something way more, like, interesting, because he's telling you about the lives of the people that made it and shit, or what they're doing now, and it's that. And he had, like, for Castle Freak, he had Barbara Crampton on for half of the thing.
Nice.
So when they would cut to the, you know, quote-unquote commercial break, you know, it'd be him sitting there with Barbara Crampton and him asking her about doing the movie, you know? So, yeah, really cool. And that Castle Freak ended up living up to its title, man. There's a castle with a freak inside of it. And it's a pretty fun movie, actually. I mean, yeah, it lacks, like I said, it lacks the humor and such, but
right.
I had fun with it. You know what? I think I will cut it there for this week. I already have something I want to talk about next week, but I will save it.
Okay.
Also for next week, Chris, I will have Pet Sematary.
I will as well.
I may try to watch the original, which I think might be on Shudder still.
I own the original. I've been tempted to, like, watch the sequel as well, which I know is...
The sequel is on Shudder, I think, and I liked the sequel a lot when I was a kid, dude. I thought the sequel was cool. Like, have you seen that before?
I have seen it before. I don't remember it very well, but I know, like critically, it's considered really bad.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always align with, you know, how we think of things, because horror films generally don't review wonderfully. So
I remember, you know, again, when I saw it, I was probably about 10 or 11 years old, but being like, I didn't think it was better than the original, but I was like surprised that it was like as good as it was, you know?
Yeah.
Also, the last time I saw the original, which was not too long ago, I'd say maybe 3-4 years ago, something, that did not hold up great. That movie used to be so fucking terrifying when I was little when it came out. But, like, I don't think it holds up super great. I think there are parts of it that hold up great. Like, I think the performance from, what's his name, Mika? The little kid. The little kid. I think Fred Gwynn as a neighbor is fucking great in it. But, like, a lot of it feels a little dated now. Feels a little TV movie. There's some weird elements to it. By the way, We Hate Movies just did an episode on that film.
Okay.
Which I think was that's a little harsh to say. I don't think it's a piece of shit. But they all actually at the end said that they all recommended it. But I do think, like, when's the last time you've seen that one?
It's been probably 15, 20 years.
Yeah, I think you'll see that it was due for an update, honestly. It's just so funny because, what were you going
to
say, Chris?
I'm interested to see because, like, I've not read, like, a lot of reviews on it, but I do know that, like, they changed some things.
Changed major things.
In this.
Not just what's in the trailer. They changed major things, I've heard.
Yeah, so, like, I'm interested to see, like, what they do with it because, you know, that could make it. I think if you're going to remake something, you need to add something else to it. Otherwise, you just end up as the Psycho sequel, not the Psycho remake. And, like,
Oh yeah.
I don't need a shot-for-shot remake. Like, there's a reason that those films already exist, and they're fine. Give me something new. Give me a new experience, like something else to look at. So I'm interested to see what this new Pet Sematary brings.
Yeah, I'm. It's so funny too. It's like I said, I think we're ready for an update. But like when I first saw the first trailer for this, I was not sold on it, and I don't really love Jason Clarke. I think his name is like the main lead actor in it. I don't really like him. Nothing about I didn't like John Lithgow. I know everyone thinks that's like a good choice, but I'm like he didn't have that awesome accent that Fred Gwynne had,
right?
You know, like, sometimes dead is better, you know, like, he didn't sound like that at all. Like, so I was just like, this is going to be like a shitty, this is not going to be no it, right? But every fucking reaction, you know, when it first came out the other week with critics was like, this thing is fucking super fucking intense. Like, it's darker than the book and the fucking movie, like the original movie.
Cool.
And I'm just like, I love the book, so. I have actually not ever read the book, I don't think.
It's up there as one of my favorite King books. Like,
it's my favorite King story, if that makes any sense. Like, yeah. I don't think the movie holds up great, but like, I know if I read the book, and I own the book. I'm actually staring at it right now. I got it on a little paperback. I have read the foreword to it, which was pretty interesting. Like, Stephen King was even creeped out by Pet Sematary. Like, I think he put it away in a drawer after he wrote it for like a year or two because he thought he had crossed some sort of line with it.
It's a dark story.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think it is his darkest, and it's like kind of why it's like my favorite of his. It goes to the heart of horror. It's just like, what would you do to bring someone back? Like, you know, like, it's just it's fucking great. So I went from like cautiously optimistic about this to being like, ew, it doesn't look so good, to I guess it's supposedly fucking great. So
I am really hoping it's great. So
I'm excited, and I won't know what they're changing from the book, but interesting to see what they're going to change because I know the movie. I should read the book too. I was actually thinking about it today. I'm like, I should just read that fucking book. Anyway, so we'll have that for next week. I will have some other stuff too, some like older movies and possibly some other new stuff. But
may also have Shazam.
So. Ooh, I will definitely not. I don't know anything about it, but that trailer did not sell me. It looks like some fucking TV fucking actor playing some fucking trying to play a superhero. I look bad.
Fair enough.
But I'm not the target audience. People seem excited for it, so I guess people know what Shazam is, and I have never even heard of Shazam. Never. So again. We'll have stuff, man. We'll have stuff next week. It's gonna be I think a big week.
Yeah.
So
movie dudes.